Fact check, Illinois Dem. Governor J.B. Pritzker claims mother who stole diapers sent to jail for 6 months. By Warner Todd Houston on October 5, 2022. Claim, Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker has claimed that his bail reform law would stop a mother who was arrested for stealing diapers from spending 6 months in jail because she can't afford bail. Verdict, false. The threshold for arrest in the state of Illinois for retail theft is $300 and up. Diapers cost less than $50 for a box of 80-some diapers. While Pritzker has not mentioned how many diapers the mother stole before being arrested, it seems unlikely a mom would be stealing hundreds of dollars worth of diapers. The story is even less believable in Cook County, where George Soros-funded state's attorney Kim Fox has raised the retail theft arrest threshold to $1,000 worth of merchandise. Further, with the dollar amount of retail theft so much higher than the cost of diapers, it is unlikely that such a mother would be arrested and thrown in jail for stealing diapers unless she had other outstanding warrants. Perhaps realizing his claim seems sketchy, in his latest telling of the tale, the billionaire governor has added theft of baby formula to his mother's haul. In defense of his bail reform law, the Safety Act, which he championed and signed into law, Pritzker pulled out his arrested mother story first on September 14. The way he told the story was odd. It is almost as if he was citing an actual case, though he did not say that exactly. According to Fox 32, Pritzker said his bail elimination law is aimed at helping the poor escape unfair stints in jail. Making sure that we're also addressing the problem of a single mother who shoplifted diapers for her baby, who was put in jail and kept there for 6 months because she doesn't have a couple of $100 to pay for bail, Pritzker said at a press conference. So that's what the Safety Act is about. Are there changes, adjustments that need to be? Of course, and there have been adjustments made and there will continue to be. Laws are not immutable. The way the Democrat incumbent phrased the story made it seem as if he was relating a real case. Pritzker went on to deliver the claim a second time. During last Friday's Illinois gubernatorial debate, Pritzker blasted Republican opponent Darren Bailey for opposing the bail reform law that takes effect in January of next year. His second use of the story was less exacting and seemed more like an example. Darren Bailey wants to keep the current system where murderers and rapists and domestic abusers can buy their way out of jail. Meanwhile, a new mother who needs diapers or baby formula and commits shoplifting in order to obtain those things is in danger of sitting in jail for months because she can't afford a few dollars in bail, Pritzker said during the debate, according to the Chicago Tribune. Regardless, in no case has the Illinois media confronted Pritzker on the unlikely example of a mother being jailed for 6 months for small-time shoplifting. Indeed, as Illinois writer John Rubery noted, a member of the media sat idly by and said nothing in a one-on-one interview where Pritzker used his increasingly favorite mother example. In an interview with NPR reporter Brian Mackey published on October 3, Pritzker said, "Today, without the Pretrial Fairness Act, under the current law, before that goes into effect, they can buy their way out. Murderers can buy their way out. But a young mother who can't afford diapers and formula, and shoplifts those, goes into jail and can't afford a couple of $100 in bail. She sits and languishes in jail while a murderer can buy their way out. That's not fair." Regardless, his claim that a mother could be arrested for stealing diapers and formula would end up in jail for 6 months seems incredibly unlikely and does not comport to the actual laws on the books. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.